It seems that the Great Lakes region, and Northeast Ohio in particular, has a plethora of organizations to help businesses and entrepreneurs. It's hard to keep track of them all. The ones that are most valuable and productive usually focus on a particular business segment. I had heard of the Entrepreneur's Edge, but didn't know much about them. Edge specializes in middle market companies, and their focus is on starting or growing companies that have the potential to sell outside the region and bring dollars in. I caught up with Kirk Nicewander, Edge founder and president, who explained what makes Edge different and the programs they have in place to build those businesses. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. We're speaking with Kirk Nicewander, the founder of the Entrepreneur's Edge. Kirk, what does the EDGE stand for?
EDGE is Economic Development Through Growth and Entrepreneurship.
Okay, and what does the organization do?
We are very focused on regional economic development in the 17-county area of Northeast Ohio and focus predominantly on middle-market companies that have the ability to sell some of their products or services outside the region, bringing cash in, which can drive our economy.
So is this a focus on jobs or revenue, or what do you actually focus on?
No, to me, those are outcomes. Those are not goals. The goal is to drive the value of existing middle-market companies, which probably dwarfs the impact that even our large Fortune 500 companies or our early-stage companies or even technology companies can make on an economy. Not to say that they're not important, but if you could drive the value of the middle-market companies and the spin-off businesses they can create, that will make a huge impact on our local economy and is really the reason why the rest of us are here in the first place.
What's the Entrepreneur Index?
The Entrepreneur Index is a mechanism in which we want to identify and encourage more business creation, new businesses that can become middle market companies and eventually even hopefully Fortune 500 companies. And what we want to do is simply identify those businesses that are being started that fit our criteria. In other words, they have the potential to sell outside the region, bringing cash in. And we want to count them, and then we want to track them. And we want to find out what industries they're in, and we want to see what kind of impact they're making on our economy and our community over the long run. The way we're going to do that is to look at the amount of revenue they've generated and the amount of capital they've raised over a 12-month period within their first 24 months of existence. And if it's $1 million or greater, they hit our screen and we count them.
You know, there seems to be so many organizations for business people and entrepreneurs, and you're set up as a nonprofit. Who backs you, and what makes you different?
We pride ourselves on creating market-driven programs that the business community supports, and they won't continue to support them unless they see the value in the programs we're creating. So predominantly our money is coming from existing middle-market companies where we think we can help them grow the value of their companies through education and through group purchasing and some culture and civic giving back to the community programs, things that others are not focused on that we think we can do and do well. We do get some support from some foundations who are also interested in this concept, and we do some fundraising benefit events as well, again, predominantly through middle-market companies and people who are interested in meeting them through sponsorships.
You have a new program called CEOs for NEO. Tell us about that.
CEOs for NEO is a program we introduced this summer. It is focused predominantly on the idea of proactively creating some more new businesses in the region. It focuses on mining great business ideas from current executives of any industry and any size company. We found that all of those folks have lots of business ideas, but we're generally not doing anything with them. We matched them up with students from a lot of our different local regional universities. We had four different universities, and we had six different teams of students this summer. And as it turns out, these ideas were not things where the students were expected to do a business plan, but they were expected to simply do the due diligence and see if there was a business concept there that was worthy of pursuit. And four of the six business projects we had worked on by the students look like they actually are going to become businesses in the near future.
That's something.
Great tracker.
And another new program is the 100-plus entrepreneurs. What's up with that?
100-plus entrepreneurs with the Edge is a program in which we are bringing together not only the top executive, but also up to four or five other people at the CEO or the owner-manager's designation together through educational programs, And then anything we can do, any service we can provide that can help to drive the value of their company, because we feel there's value in bringing them together collectively, and we can work more effectively with them as a group, and they can help each other grow the value of their company. So we are pursuing things like some group purchasing concepts and helping them by doing some employee audits, which I got to come up with a better name for it. But looking at needs that we've identified, that they're very interested in educational programs for folks who are being expected to make management decisions or understand management decisions who've had no management education. So we created an MBA ultralight course for engineers and shop floor workers and administrative folks. And we also found that there's a great deal of need for IT support, especially future IT needs, sophisticated IT needs that they can't afford. But we can actually help them get some support, some help there that they might not afford on their own, but collectively we can make it work for a big group of companies. So that and actually pooling their time and money and resources to give back to the community in a way in which we might rival a Parker Hannifin or an Eaton or a Sherwin-Williams making an impact collectively on something that's important to them.
And finally, today you had a packed house here at Corporate College East to Bob. You brought in Bob Herbold, former CEO of Microsoft and long career at Procter & Gamble's. Why'd you choose Bob? What message did Bob have for your companies?
Bob, first of all, is a graduate of Case Western Reserve University, has some ties to the Cleveland area. Probably his name is not a household name, but certainly Procter & Gamble and Microsoft were household names that people would understand. He came in under the auspices that he could talk about how you create the right kind of culture at a company and what you do to actually create value in a company. And in his case, he was working with a couple of large companies where, you know, there were lots of issues in which you had to tangle with that may or may not have related to smaller middle market companies. But one of the biggest things he talked about is most companies get too big too fast. They've got too many people. So remaining lean is a key component. And he talked a lot about innovation and value creation, which are obviously really valuable themes for us as we talk about and work with our middle market companies. And he gave a great presentation.
Okay, today we've been speaking with Kirk Neiswander, founder of The Entrepreneur's Edge. Thanks, Kirk.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to The Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.